Thursday morning, time for the 7:30 Yelp. Michael from Yelp.com is here.
Good morning.
Good morning. A new week of a new month.
Yeah, well, if there's a sign that Reno is no longer in a depression.
Or a recession.
It's the fact that every quarter there are a ton of new businesses opening up. Mm-hmm. I try to put a little spotlight on a couple of the new restaurants that are opening just to give you some more places to go.
More variety. New places here in our area?
Well, in downtown, we have the Little Greek Deli, which is a category of restaurant that's been kind of sparse before. Mm-hmm. People say that the gyro is the best in town.
Oh, my.
And that gives Nico's Greek Cafe a run for their money and Nick's Greek in Midtown. So they're on 5th Street over there, just past the coffee shop and 101 Taiwanese Shopping Center. Also is a new pho restaurant, Pho Kitsky. Down there on Kitsky and Gentry.
Most people call it pho because it's P-H-O, but correctly, it is pho. It is Vietnamese food.
That is correct. Mm-hmm. And Vietnamese food is a cuisine that Reno loves.
Yes.
What I like about Pho Kitsky is the fact that there are a lot of unique things on the menu outside of just the pho. Oh,
okay.
And you could find some of the favorites that I have on other menus, like this dish called Mi Kho, and they have these great chicken wings as well. So make sure you go check them out. Downtown, right adjacent to Compo on Sierra Street, is Sweet 103, which took over where JB Mapes was.
Okay.
And that has some Moroccan and Mediterranean inspired flavors in some more traditional type dishes. And it's just a great environment to dine in.
Okay.
So you might check them out. Also mentioned M3 Restaurant, which is the latest iteration of Moxie's, right on Lakeside and McCarran.
Mm-hmm.
And then also Chin Chin, which is a Japanese, Thai, Chinese restaurant in Sparks, and they have hibachi as well.
Wow, lots of new places in Reno.
Yeah, and Villa Donato in Midtown. There's a big week of events, though.
What's going on?
Downtown is going to be hopping this weekend between Reno Sculpture Fest.
I'm looking forward to that.
This is going to be really cool.
Yeah.
Between live music, live sculptures going up, grand scale, huge on the retract between Whitney Peak and the El Dorado Casino. Mm-hmm. Food truck rally down there as well, plus daytime and evening events, family friendly. Make sure you go check this out. Support art in our community. More art everywhere,
yes,
as artspotreno.com says. And then there's also the River Festival happening.
That's gonna be, okay, so that's they're going to be taking on the truckie.
That's right. So that starts on Saturday, May 9th and 10th. And as usual, it comes with a really cool group of vendors and events happening. Even though the river level's a little lower, they're still going to be taking it on, plus more live music and lots of excitement. So plan to spend the weekend in downtown.
This is really the kickoff of like the summer season.
It is. Yeah. And it's May.
Yeah.
But the weather's supposed to be great.
So do it.
And also is the Big Idea Challenge from Vanguard Reno and Next City is here. This is a big deal for our city. If you haven't heard about it, nextcity.org is an organization that brings 60 of the top urban planners and professionals from around the country to Reno.
Wow.
To look at our city and make some recommendations for interventions that will help improve the city from a tactical urban standpoint.
Okay.
So you can actually participate in the discussion at the Big Idea Challenge tonight, May 7th, at Cargo in Whitney Peak. Tickets are like $35 and includes buffet and beer and wine. It's going to be a great time. Yours truly will be judging. But really, this is a big deal for our city. We put a bid out. We won this. And a lot of good is going to come out of this discussion. So be there. Be a part of it. Check out more at yelp.com/weekly_Yelp.